I'm with Alice in Dairyland. Alice, tell me your name and where you're from.
Well, my name is Gina Cooper. I'm originally from Muckwonago, Wisconsin, which is only a short way out of Milwaukee. And I grew up on a Clydesdale and Mink Ranch, which is certainly a little different than the Milk Marketing Board here today. However, Wisconsin's dairy industry adds $50 billion to our economy each year in the state of Wisconsin, and we're very proud of that.
It sounds like Alice in Dairyland is a promotional vehicle for the dairy industry.
You are partially right. Alice in Dairyland is actually a full-time employee for the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection. And in this job, I'm the official spokesperson for all of Wisconsin agriculture. Certainly our huge dairy industry is very important, as well as, you know, cranberries, mink, and everything in between.
So how did you become Alice in Dairyland?
Well, Alice in Dairyland is a full-time professional position, so I went through a job interview just like you might have. Individual interviews, I had some mock radio interviews as well as TV interviews, and after giving a final speech, I was selected as Alice.
In that process, were you given a topic to talk about, or was that something that you came up on your own?
Well, our final speech topic was Wisconsin is green and growing. From there, you are allowed to kind of let your mind run wild. Certainly our state is green and growing. We see this agricultural industry growing and changing, and of course, very important to the state, we're happy to be America's Dairyland.
What else would you like people outside of Wisconsin to know about the state, especially its agricultural base?
Well, Wisconsin is reinvesting in agriculture. We're putting money back into the dairy industry like we've never seen before. We have cheese factories being built every day. We actually build cheese factories on wheels so people can keep that process going right there on their farms. We're certainly adding land to our cranberry bogs. We're making sure that people can be a part of agriculture if they want to, and we want them to come here.
Is this position a temporary position? How long does it last?
Oh, you just hit on the sore spot in my heart. I only get to be Alice in Dairyland for 1 year, at which point a new, very qualified woman will take over the job for me after they go through that selection process.
What are your plans after Alice in Dairyland?
Well, I recently graduated from the University of Wisconsin-Madison with a degree in biochemistry. So after I finish this year playing throughout the state, I have to get a grown-up job, and at that point I will hopefully be able to step into dental school. I'd like to become a rural health care provider and be a dentist in a small town somewhere in Wisconsin.
Well, good luck, Alice in Dairyland. And again, your name for our listeners?
Gina Cooper.
And I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.